Written a UK e-newsletter, April 2023. Research News Roundup, Spring 2023. Progress towards treatments for inherited retinal conditions continues to gather pace, and there's been lots going on in the last few months, with more and more approaches being explored. This roundup gives a flavour of the variety of developments, including plenty that are not specific to a particular genetic fault. You can read the full article at retinauk.org.uk/research-news. Annual Conference and AGM. Register now for our annual conference and AGM on Saturday the 24th of June. You can choose to join us in person in London at the University of Westminster, Marylebone Campus, or online from the comfort of your own home. Highlights include Stronger Together, Working in Partnership to Achieve Our Aims, panel session with Rob Cooper, RNIB, and James Clark, Retina UK supporter. Tomorrow's World, The Technology of the Future. Mr. Glenn Tookey, Sight and Sound Technology, and Robert Quinn, University College London. The latest research. Retina UK's strategic vision of treatment for all. Kate Arkell, Retina UK. Gene therapy, augmentation, editing and silencing. Professor Tara Moore. The potential of stem cell treatments. Professor Lyle Armstrong. Practical example of gene therapy. Mr. Kanmin Jue. Practical example of the role of synthetic implants, i.e. bionic eyes. Research/medical Q&A, Mr. Simon Keatley, Elizabeth Graham, Professor John Marshall, Mr. Kanmin Jue, Professor Lyle Armstrong, and Professor Tara Moore. Find out more and register at retinauk.org.uk/annual-conference. Good luck. A massive good luck and a huge thank you to our runners taking on the 2023 TCS London Marathon this weekend in London and around the UK in the virtual marathon. We hope this quote from James, #TeamRetinaUK2022, will help spur you on. The iconic route, support from the crowd and incredible atmosphere makes the London Marathon one of the greatest sporting events in the world. I was delighted to reach the finish line and had a great sense of achievement that my training had paid off. I'm proud to have been able to raise so much. If you feel inspired to run in 2024, we'd love to hear from you. Call our fundraising team on 01280 815 900 or email fundraising@retinauk.org.uk. Local peer support group meetings. Chat with other people living with inherited sight loss at one of our upcoming local peer support group meetings. Edinburgh, in person, next meeting Wednesday the 19th of April, 1pm till 3pm. We are pleased to invite you to our first meeting of 2023, where group facilitator Valerie Scott will be welcoming speaker Joe Hill, patient support worker for Visibility Scotland, based at the Princess Alexandra Eye Pavilion. Jo will speak about her role and the support services available to those living with sight loss across Edinburgh and the surrounding areas, as well as answering any questions you may have. Manchester, online. Next meeting, Thursday the 20th of April, 7 till 8pm. We are pleased to invite you to come and join volunteer facilitator Rachel Foley and the group for our next Manchester Local Peer Support Group meeting, where we are delighted to welcome our guest speaker, Paralympian Libby Clegg, MBE. We also offer two fully online peer support group meetings, which anyone is welcome to join. Talking Tech, next meeting Thursday the 11th of May, 7 till 8 p.m. Does Google give you grief or do you find it's great? Is Alexa amazing or annoying? Are you best buddies with Bixby or does it bother you? and is Siri super or stressful to use? You're invited to our next Talking Tech group, where we will be sharing support and advice and discussing the pros and cons of smart assistants. National Peer Support Group. Next meeting, Thursday the 29th of June, 7 till 8pm. Would you like to get behind the wheel of a supercar or be in the pilot seat to fly a plane, but never thought you would be able to? If so, we are pleased to invite you to our summer National Peer Support Group meeting, where we are delighted to be joined by Paul Ashurst, founder of AbleNet Limited, a company offering tailored experiences and products to people with disabilities or visual impairment of all types and ages. You can find out more about all of these groups and register at retinauk.org.uk/groups. Webinar, Hair Care and Styling with Anna Caffone. Thursday the 18th of May, 7 till 8pm. We are excited to be joined by hairstylist Anna Caffone to explore all things hair and scalp care. Anna will talk about guidance on and learning how to determine the texture and type of hair and what type of products to use accordingly, how to wash your hair and what routine you should follow with your hair care products such as shampoo and conditioner. Discover the impact that hair care can have on a person's self-esteem. Ending the session with time for a Q&A. Register now at retinauk.org.uk/webinars. Come and join our volunteer team. We are starting new peer support groups in Essex, Merseyside and Milton Keynes and need local facilitators to help us organise and run the meetings. Our groups provide a welcoming and friendly opportunity for people to meet up to share information and chat about inherited retinal conditions and many other topics. We also need a facilitator to join our established Hampshire group. If you are friendly, have good communication skills, and feel this role may be right for you, please contact Claire, our volunteer coordinator, for more information on 01280 821 334. Or email volunteering at retinauk.org.uk. Professionals Conference. The Retina UK Professionals Conference on Friday the 23rd of June is aimed at anyone who works with our community in a professional capacity. Speakers include Dr. Jasleen Jolly, Anglia Ruskin University, Rob Cooper, RNIB, Dr. Amanda Salisbury and Professor Susan Downs. You can choose to join us in person in London at the University of Westminster, Marylebone Campus, or online from the comfort of your own home slash office. We are pleased to be offering CPD points for delegates attending the Professionals Conference, whether it be in person or online. Find out more at retinauk.org.uk/prof-conf. That's PROF-CONF. Coronation Great Bake. Tickle everyone's taste buds and help raise funds for Retina UK with our Coronation Great Bake fundraiser during the bank holiday weekend. Whether you bake a delicious banoffee cake using the recipe from community member Gwyneth or prefer shop-bought goodies, you can help raise funds for Retina UK at your Coronation celebration event. Find out more and sign up at retinauk.org.uk/great-bake. Don't forget our helpline is here for you. You can call them on 0300 111 4000 or email helpline at retinauk.org.uk. All calls are answered by volunteers who are either living with an inherited sight loss condition themselves or are affected directly by it. They're available Monday to Friday, 9:30am to 9:30pm. Retina UK Research Roundup, Spring 2023, Tuesday, 18th of April, 2023. Progress towards treatments for inherited retinal conditions continues to gather pace, and there's been lots going on in the last few months, with more and more approaches being explored. This roundup gives a flavour of the variety of developments, including plenty that are not specific to a particular genetic fault. OCU400 from Ocugen. Biotechnology company Ocugen has announced positive preliminary safety and efficacy results from its phase 1/2 trial in adults with RP and LCA caused by faults in the NR2E3 and RHO genes. Ocugen's therapy, known as OCU400, is a novel gene therapy approach that doesn't just target one specific genetic cause of disease. Instead, it relies on providing copies of a modifier gene that can influence the expression of multiple genes and gene networks. It could potentially be used to treat sight loss with a wide range of genetic causes. The early results are based on the effects seen in 7 trial participants and suggest that the treatment has a good safety profile. In addition, OCU400 appeared to improve or stabilise participants' ability to navigate a maze in low light, as well as improve ability to read letters on an eye chart. Ocugen has now widened the trial to include adults affected by Leber congenital amaurosis, brackets LCA, caused by the CEP290 gene, and children affected by mutations in NR2E3, RHO, and CEP290. The company will continue to monitor participants to gather long-term data before deciding whether to proceed to a phase 3 trial, which could include European centres. EA-2353 from Endogena Therapeutics. Meanwhile, Endogena Therapeutics is also exploring an innovative approach that could have broad applicability. They have developed a drug that can potentially activate retinal cell and progenitor cells lying dormant in the eye. These cells could then develop into mature photoreceptors to support some restoration of vision. The treatment, currently called EA-2353, is at the first stage of clinical testing, which will primarily establish its safety and tolerability. This study involves 14 people with RP in the USA who were receiving the drug via injection into the eyeball. Early data suggests there are no serious side effects, so Endogena will now also start to make preliminary assessments of efficacy. Transcorneal electrical stimulation from Ocuvision. Another approach that could be appropriate for a large proportion of the Retina UK community is transcorneal electrical stimulation, which involves a device rather than a drug and relies on the theory that electrical stimulation may induce a neuroprotective effect on retinal cells. This is being explored by German company Ocuvision. Their OcuStim device includes electrodes that are placed on the lower eyelid in contact with the eyeball and can be used at home in weekly 30-minute stints after training from an ophthalmologist. OcuStim was trialled several years ago at University Eye Hospital Tübingen, Germany, in around 50 people with RP, demonstrating good safety and tolerability. The results of that study have recently been reanalysed and suggest that OcuStim can slow visual field loss, with the size of the effect correlating with the amplitude of the current used. OcuStim is currently undergoing a much larger trial within the German Public Health Service, and this study should provide definitive evidence within the next couple of years as to whether the treatment can have a significant effect. If so, Ocuvision hopes to persuade the NHS to make OcuStim widely available in the UK. OcuStim is not the same as Fedorov restoration therapy. You can listen to our recent podcast on unproven treatments to find out more. Condition-specific research. Leber congenital amaurosis, brackets LCA. Moving to condition-specific research, there have been a couple of exciting findings in the laboratories of researchers investigating LCA caused by faults in the CEP290 gene. US researchers found that an old blood pressure drug called reserpin appears to support photoreceptor survival in cell and animal models of this condition. They also found four other promising drug candidates in a screen of around 6,000 compounds previously approved to treat other conditions. This drug repurposing approach is potentially an extremely efficient and cost-effective way to find new treatments. Meanwhile, here in the UK, former Retina UK grantee Professor Mike Cheetham and his team at UCL Institute of Ophthalmology found that a plant-derived substance called eupatalin, belonging to a group of compounds called flavonoids, improved aspects of photoreceptor structure in a number of cell-based models of CEP290-LCA, Stargardt disease. Moving to Stargardt disease, Intergalactic Therapeutics has announced that it has made progress in developing a gene therapy to deliver healthy copies of the Stargardt's gene ABCA4 into the retina. Like a number of other retinal disease genes, including USH2A, ABCA4 is very large and doesn't fit inside the virus-based packaging systems most commonly used for gene therapy. Intergalactic Therapeutics has successfully used a non-viral system to deliver gene therapy into the eyes of pigs modelling Stargardt disease. The company now intends to gather the data it needs to enable it to apply for permission to begin studies in humans. There are plenty of other studies and clinical trials underway around the world. As always, we will report any significant developments. You can keep up to date via our e-news, Look Forward magazine, website, webinars, and podcasts.